things just got worse and worse and worse. And during this period, I did start reading the Word, and which is funny because I never read at all before I was saved. And I started reading the Word, and I started understanding it. But I wasn't born again,
mm-hmm.
but the Lord was drawing me in, and He was exposing me to the Scriptures. And I could memorize them. I found that He gave me a gift of recalling Scripture. And somewhere along that path, things just fell off. The wheels fell off, essentially. And I fell asleep one night with my Bible on my chest, just weeping because I couldn't stop cocaine. I just couldn't stop it. I'd stop for a week. I'd stop for 30 days, whatever.
Why did you go back?
Because I didn't have the Spirit of God. And without the Spirit of God, you can have a form of godliness, but there is no power. And so I had the answers. I had the Word, but I did not have the Spirit. And what happened to me, and this is where it gets a little bit dramatic, but this is my testimony, and so this is what the Lord did. He doesn't have to do this all the time. I fell asleep with a Bible on my chest and weeping out to Him. And by the way, I did this a lot. I did this a whole lot. And about 3:30 in the morning, the Holy Spirit came down like this big ball of light and hit me right here, and I sat up, and I was just praying in a different language.
Mm-hmm.
And I was freaked out, and I didn't know what was going on, and it was blah, 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 in Jesus' name, blah, 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 mm-hmm. in Jesus' name. And went back to bed scared, really scared. It was like a holiness and fear and power and reverence, all of these things rolled into one, and yet I had a feeling it was just a tiny bit of God.
Mm-hmm.
And my life didn't get better right away. That happened two more times without the tongues, but two more of those visits. And after the third visit, a crazy, wild, wonderful thing happened. My addiction was gone.
Mm.
I never white-knuckled it. I never wanted to use drugs again at all. And I was born again somewhere in that process. And I'm kind of, I told you I'm bad at timelines, but along this process, I also started going to a Bible study. I also met a wonderful man by the name of Wally, who started mentoring me, and we started getting in the Scriptures together. And somewhere in that period, I became born again. I don't have a date and a time, but I know that I was transformed, and I just found that I needed to be in the Word of God. And actually, one of my favorite verses, could I share this?
Please.
So, by the way, I preach and I teach now, so you're going to have to shut me up
when
I start.
We will do so.
I know you will.
Yeah.
But I do love preaching Christ from the Old Testament. I love preaching the gospel from the Old Testament because Jesus said it's all about me.
Mm-hmm.
And so in Ezekiel, the 36th chapter of Ezekiel, by the way, this is the best gospel in the entire Bible, the best descriptive gospel presentation. And so when things are repeated in the Old Testament, they're important. And He repeats the word, I will. And so here it goes. It goes like this. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. From all your uncleanness and from all your idols, I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And then this is the best part. I will remove your heart of stone from your flesh. I'll give you a heart of flesh. And the creme de la creme, this is what's not taught enough. This is the part of the gospel that is beautiful, the inner workings of the gospel. He says, and I will put my spirit within you, and I will cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. And this is what Jesus Christ does. He doesn't just come. Remember John, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He does that, but He doesn't just take them away. He lives inside of us, and He causes us to walk in His ways and to be careful to obey His statutes. This doesn't mean we live in sinless perfection, by the way. We still stumble. But this means as we abide in Christ, John 15, as we keep putting His word in us, He transforms us, and He puts us on a new trajectory, gives us a new heart. We hate the sins we used to love. And we love the things that God wants us to love. He changes our hearts. And that's what He did for me.
Fantastic.